and welcome back to episode 63 of Talking Marketing, the podcast where we sit down with industry leaders and accomplished marketing professionals to explore the strategies, systems, and creative thinking behind brands that stand out. Not long ago, the advice was simple: be consistent, be clear, know your audience. Then came social media, and the advice shifted: be real, be relatable, be present. Now we are in the AI era, where content is infinite, attention is scarce, and audiences have developed a near instinctive radar for anything that feels manufactured or hollow. And so the advice has also evolved again. But this time it's less of a tactic and more of a challenge. Be human. Easy to say, harder to do, and genuinely complicated to define, which is exactly why today's conversation matters. My guest today is Bob Cargill, educator, consultant, content creator, podcast host, published author, and two-time past president of AMA Boston. He has worked with close to 500 clients across a career that stretches from the era of junk mail all the way to the age of generative AI. And on April 10th, he's bringing together a room full of marketers, students, and practitioners in Cambridge for a one-day conference called The Business of Being Human, built around the idea of an increasingly automated world. Your humanity isn't just nice to have, it's your edge. Today, we are going to put that idea to the test. Bob, welcome to Talking Marketing.
Thank you, Chetna. Thank you for having me. Great opportunity. Looking forward to this conversation.
You have titled this event The Business of Being Human, which implies that being human has somehow become a business decision. When did that authenticity stop being the default and start being the differentiator?
So ideally, it should never have stopped being the default, if you know what I mean. We should be our authentic selves in business and in all walks of life. But what I have seen, what we all have seen, it's become a thing, and that is relying too much on automation, too much on AI, and having technology replace ourselves as human beings. So ironically, with all this technology, with social media, with AI, with automation, it's all of a sudden surfaced that, hey, what about us? What about me? What about you? And it's a legit trend, and that is, it's a backlash against all this emerging technology, against all this progress. It doesn't mean don't use AI, don't use technology. Look at you and me. That's how what's making this conversation possible. But also, we're being our human selves. We're sharing our feelings, our opinions, and it's transparent, it's extemporaneous. And that is something that is very valuable. And that is how you earn trust. And when you have trust, business is going to be better.
I completely agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you because using AI does not mean stop being human and stop using your own creativity to put ideas into motion. I feel it's the ideas that has brought us from Stone Age, industrial age to the current present era that we are at. If it were not for our ideas and for not acting on our ideas, I feel we would not have made any progress. AI is good in simplifying tasks. It should not be our main go-to. It should only be for simplifying tasks that can be done in a quicker way, only for people who need help, not completely relying on that. And that's one of the biggest reasons that I am enjoying this roadshow that you are going to put together on April 10th. It's titled The Business of Being Human, which I have thoroughly enjoyed since the day that you coined that and put the posters out. You have lived in every major shift in marketing, junk mail, social media, and now AI-generated content at scale. Do you feel that there is like a wave compared to the others, and what actually is at stake for marketers who lean too hard into the machine?
There's a lot at stake for marketers and anyone in business. And frankly, I say that in regarding our personal lives as well. I saw the emergence I lived through personally and professionally the emergence of social media, the internet. I know that makes me sound old, but was a big thing. And it was only the late 90s, which was about, say, when all is said and done, that'll probably be about a third of the way through my career. I used to say halfway through my career, but the longer I work, it will probably end up being a third of my career. Anyways, we had to adjust. We had to embrace the internet, embrace social media, and leverage all of that appropriately, effectively, versus resisting it, because it was, resistance was futile. And that's what I would say about AI too. So as much as you might say I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, as much as I'm saying the business of being human, we cannot forget to understand technology and use technology appropriately. That includes AI. So the business of being human is embracing technology, embracing social media. I'm a social media, practitioner and evangelist, and I'm saying the same thing about AI. Don't not learn it. Don't not use it, but do not use it as a replacement for the human touch. And that's what is happening, unfortunately. People are writing blogs with AI only, writing emails with AI only. Literally, there's a YouTube channel that I know of with an avatar of an individual. And I applaud that individual for having started that and being so successful with that. But think of what is happening. Everything we have done as human beings, and that includes music and any form of creativity, expression, could be done by AI and maybe done better than we can do it ourselves. But what is going to be the end result? I don't think that would be a happy ending to the story. So
That
again,
is true. It is a tool
like,
and we should learn about it, but that's
yeah,
the extent.
don't resist it, blend it into our lives and work together with one another to determine what makes sense. Think of the ethics, think of the principles, think of, the results of the decisions we make with regard to technology.
That is true. I completely agree with you. But also to have a quick segue, I see behind you there's a last year's poster, and I below that is today this year's poster. Do you want to talk about that? Because it is currently your theme also. You're wearing all yellow to represent your theme of this year.
That was an awesome segue, Chetna. And yeah, I know I get a lot going on behind me, a busy background, but that's me. Actually, that is my head as well, busy head. And we have the roadshow, the marketing roadshow, which started in 2019. And then I thought, geez, can this actually happen? That was a big leap of faith on my part. And it worked. It came out successfully. Over 100 people out here in Hudson. We had the conference, and it was a much shorter than it's going to be this year. I think it was 4 hours, 5 hours, but it worked. But then the pandemic happened, and so it got in the way. We were going to do it regularly, and that has been my goal since the very beginning. We finally resurrected it in 2024. That's the middle poster you see over there, and now it's happening again. And can you believe it? Less than 1 week away, the
I cannot
2026.
believe it. I am so excited that I'm almost about to leap out of my chair for the event.
I probably would leap. I may leap out of my chair that day, leap off a chair that day in front of everybody.
I completely agree. I almost inv see you doing that. I can imagine you leaping out of your chair. Also, another quick segue. I see the lineup of this year's event is extraordinary. As always, like you have imagined this roadshow to be, the lineup this year, I see a lot of, because content creation has become a trend now. It's more than a trend, it's become a lifestyle for a lot of people. And when we are considering that, and this year's marketers that you have invited, what went behind the process of thinking and, including these collaborators into the event, keynote speakers into this event?
Honestly, Jenna, that was, it's a lot of work, yes, but that was the easiest work I did with regard to this event, because I live and breathe what I do, and my network is my world, my family. And I call that curation of the agenda. And I'm grateful, lucky, blessed that I think everyone who I asked to be a speaker said yes. Like I say, extremely fortunate. I wanted everyone from students to, again, people like myself and people like Jeff Taylor, who founded, invented Monster.com, and now he has Boomband, and he is the big speaker at noon, the keynote speaker. Thank you, Jeff Taylor.
Which leads me to this question. Is there a version of authenticity in marketing that is just as manufactured as anything else? How do you tell the difference between a brand that's genuinely human and the one that is just performing well?
Frankly, I feel I can detect, and I think an audience, the consumer, clients, customers can detect. It's called performative marketing when the brand or business is inauthentic or unauthentic, not authentic, and they're trying to act like they're supporting a cause, or they put a certain emblem on their ad, or it's really superficial, and that's performative. Customers, your audience, in most cases, will see through that, and our detection channels that activate can see that it's not real. So don't put on an act. Make it something you believe in through and through, and don't just say it, do it. Walk the walk, not just talk the talk. And so that's what brands and businesses have to do, and that requires a lot. It's a big risk on their part in some cases to support a cause or incorporate certain feelings and beliefs and all that into their marketing. But more and more, that's important to stand for something, have an opinion about what's going on in the world, put it out there and incorporate it into your marketing.
That is true. Stand up for your beliefs and like portray what you want to portray. Now, with the advent of AI, the consumers and the customers have started to like be more aware of what's being, profited towards and what are
Don't
the agendas behind.
the customer is much more savvy in this day and age. Back in the before the internet, there was Walter Cronkite in television news and called the most trusted man in America. We trusted the newspaper. We trusted the news. People don't trust now business and marketing and brands, what they hear, what they see. And so now more than ever, again, you have to be truthful and authentic and live and breathe what you say, because we have so many other alternatives with regard to purchasing, with regard to following. People will see through you. So don't be performative, be authentic. That's a great question, and I love that we're talking about that topic.
When you say like to show up authentically, what is one thing that, most brands think is building human connections that actually is doing the opposite?
So how are they not showing up authentically?
Yes.
Yeah, I again, when you don't see the actual people behind the scenes, the actual owners of the company, you don't get a chance to talk to them. They are clearly mailing it in. And what I mean by that is using automation and saying things that are inauthentic, unauthentic, not authentic. It's very easy to detect. I guess easy for me to say because I'm in the business and I live and breathe it. But if you're not seeing the workers behind the scenes, the higher ups at these companies, if you're not seeing them take a stand every once in a while, sharing opinions, not just putting out catchphrases and slogans and logos, that to me is being not authentic. You want to hear from people behind the scenes, the higher ups especially. Come down from your ivory towers and talk to your audience and listen to your audience and show that you are human. There's no difference between them and us,
That
customer
is
and
true.
business. Yeah.
When you say the sentence, did you recently catch that TikTok war online about McDonald's CEO taking a bite from
Yeah,
his burger?
yeah,
And then
yeah.
how other burger brands took a dig at that person? It was the most exhilarating thing I've seen in a long while.
Perfect example. So the McDonald's CEO, and I applaud him for doing that, putting himself in an ad and taking a bite. I think it was a new Arch burger,
Yes.
in which I haven't tried yet. Go to McDonald's
I
every
feel
once in a
if
while.
we go by the CEO, we should not be trying that.
No, I agree. So it backfired. But what I'm saying is, I give him credit for trying that. But how ironic he's called out for it. But that is being human. So honestly, I would say, good for you, CEO of McDonald's. That's our world nowadays, thanks to social media. It's a digital habitus where we are very savvy with regard to sharing our opinions as consumers, being critical, making fun of people. It happens, it's life. And brands have to get used to that and be comfortable with that, letting go of the message, ceding control of their marketing. I don't know if McDonald's did that, but he could have done a nice comeback, right? Where he could have
He
devoured
could
a
have
burger.
easily done that, and he could have had his whole team of, C-suite level people having that and, embracing whatever happened and then coming out front as a winner. They could have easily done that.
He could have come out and devoured the burger, made a mess of himself, and said something like, I was just trying to be polite and I knew I was on camera. I didn't want to I was taking a tiny, minuscule bite,
House
but
light.
you want to see what I really think about these burgers? I love them. I can eat them and stuff his face, you know what I mean? That probably would have
I
been a
really
hit.
think McDonald's marketing team needs us.
We just described authenticity
That is true.
versus rehearsed, choreographed. Do you see what I mean? They
I do.
tried, and I give them credit for that. But I think they rehearsed too much. They like this conversation. We did not rehearse. Okay. This is extemporaneous. I'll be honest too. And you sent me the questions. So you could say that was a little stage, but I looked at them like 10 minutes before the call.
I also throw in a little curveball questions just to, catch you off guard and make
Yeah.
it very on the spot kind of a thing.
This is authentic, Chetna. Okay.
I completely agree. And I enjoy that because that's when real emotions, raw emotions come out, and you can actually have a conversation with a person. You can learn so much about this conversation just from hearing about your perspective about brands being authentic and how brands can actually, take charge of themselves and portray themselves as actual product seller, not just an idea seller. You have to engage with your own product if you want to sell it in the market.
Yeah, you get it. I'm preaching to the choir. If you're asking me some of these questions, you know the answers yourself. It hopefully, this is enlightening those in the audience, viewers and listeners, and maybe they can help us spread the word because not everyone gets it, but I know you do, and I'd like to believe I do, and that
Bob, after 2 decades, if
I
you don't know the answers, I don't think I know the answers or anyone else knows the
Two
answers.
decades. I'm in my fifth decade of
Oh
working.
my God.
Yeah, I started in 1983 as a copywriter at RCA Direct Marketing. So right out of grad school. So we're talking, I am in my fifth, I'm over, 40 something years in business, and all those years have been in marketing.
I'm very excited to attend your event on April 10th because that's when I'm getting my signed copy of your book. And
That makes me so happy. 20 jobs, 20 lessons.
yes, and I have heard about your experiences in little snippets whenever we have gotten together, but to actually read it in one go is something that I'm looking forward to. And if you are a listener, please do hop by. Do not just hop by. Do actually attend the whole day of event because we have so much planned. It starts with keynote speakers. It goes into some of the Instagram content creators that I've seen in and around Boston. And then also we have food and drinks towards the end of the night. And it's going to be one hell of a party with a lot of insight. So I feel if a marketer or a student is listening to this conversation, they would have a gala of a time because this is the most exciting event of the year.
Yeah, listen, I thank you, Chetna, and I really do believe that. And frankly, I'm very confident in my authenticity, in the authenticity of the event that day. People will see that this is a conference that will hit different. And I can't forget to give a shout out to a few of the sponsors, Marketing HQ. Thank you, Rob Young, and Birdie's Hot Chicken and Taco John's. And I can't forget to say, with regard to Taco John's, we're going to have a taco eating contest
I've
between
seen
six
that.
and
I saw your Instagram post last night, and you judged a taco eating competition last September.
I judged it at the Boston location, and we're going to replicate that. And I'm just going to announce it. And anyone can enter this, Chetna. So, how many tacos do you think it will take to win that contest?
Oh, I think by 2, I'm pretty done.
You'll be
Two.
surprised how many some of these taco eaters can eat.
How
I
many
could
tacos have
not.
you done?
Oh, I didn't enter the contest. Now you don't think I will, but and I honestly don't think I could eat more than a few. But you're going to have to get into double digits to win this contest.
Oh
That's my
my God.
guess.
I can think of few people who can like enter this competition and win this competition,
And
but
they can
I.
win. It's free tacos and they can win. And that is all thanks to Taco John's. It's going to be fun. See, again, we're showing that we're human. People do business with people. We are all human. Why not show who we are through thick and thin, through good and bad, and keep it real? And that is actually good for business. That's my whole point. I'll be talking about AI, about social media, but I'll be talking about just being human, being ourselves. That works.
Exactly. And this is why being yourself and being authentic, how being human is exactly the mantra of 2026 and what we all should be following. Because as you said, business is done by humans. Humans should interact with humans. AI should be left for processing, and that's all. But the connections that we make with other humans, that should be on the forefront. And what better way of having human connections than to eat a few tacos and win a competition? It's going to be amazing.
And unlike that McDonald's CEO, we'll take big bites of those
Oh
tacos.
yeah,
It
we
may get
definitely are
messy.
gonna. You have built a substantial platform under your own name over the last few decades. For someone earlier in their career who's wondering whether to put themselves out there personally, what's the case for leading with your humanity rather than hiding behind a logo?
Yeah, I mean it works in business, and it's also going to be a big step in your growth as a professional and human being to put yourself out there, meaning you have to have courage, you have to have faith, you have to have confidence. I couldn't have done a lot of what I'm doing these last, let's say, 10, 20 years, like you say, with the internet and social media. When I was younger, I didn't have that confidence. I try to teach my students, because I did say I've been in marketing forever, but I will say kind of a second career now where I'm teaching marketing, I'm teaching business, I'm teaching social media. And part of that is psychology involved, there's sociology involved. And I try to tell students, realize that just being yourself, it will help you as an individual, and it's good for business. So it's more important than ever to combine who you are as a person, that's your personal brand on social media, and who you are as a professional. And that will help you in the business world, and it will help places where you work, and it will help in marketing, in advertising, in sales, et cetera, et cetera.
As someone who's just starting new, what are a few confident tips or how to be confident tips that you could provide?
Yeah, and again, all easier said than done, and it does take time. You talk into your phone a lot. Get on social media and talk. Gary Vaynerchuk is someone who has inspired me over the years. He inspires thousands, if not millions, of people, and he would agree with, I think, everything that I'm saying. He just get on social. Just get like we're doing. Don't be afraid. Don't be all that cautious that you, it's called analysis paralysis. You are so self-analytical about what you're saying, how you look, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, are these, yellow glasses too extreme? Just be yourself. So rehearse with your phone, rehearse with your friends, rehearse by yourself if that's what it takes, over and over and over again. I've done many motivational talks about when I was little. I tell the story about I was a pitcher in Little League, and I threw the tennis ball against an abandoned store wall behind the store over and over and over again till I could throw strikes. And then I could throw strikes in the Little League game and strike people out. And that's how it is with communicating. That's how it is with putting yourself out there. It's saying, I'm capable. I'm a rock star, my expression. I matter as much as anybody else, as much as the President of the United States, as much as rock stars. I got the stage. It's main character syndrome in a good way. You are the main character of your story. Share that story.
And also, I feel a lot of us who have seen you in and around Boston, our way of recognizing you is by those yellow glasses. We see you all in Boston. I think I last time I saw you was in Haymarket and you were making videos with your wife, Barbara. Kudos on that. You got a partner who's like following you around with a camera. Most of us don't get that. So, and I feel you are very lucky in that case, having a partner who supports you.
Yes, I am. Very much.
My point being that just continuously trying and trying and trying until we succeed is definitely a key mantra to a lot of our successes.
Yeah, I mean, again, these yellow glasses are new less than a year ago, and they have drawn attention, I guess, to my own personal brand. I didn't plan it to the extent people might think. I mean, yeah, I planned this yellow shirt because I'm starting to realize everyone says they
For
love my
this
yellow glasses.
conversation, let's assume you did plan it, Bob, because it's working great.
Again, I'm fortunate, I'm lucky. But what I wanted to say is it started though, me on YouTube like 20 years ago, or me on Twitter 25 years ago, when, I'm approximating in terms of how many years ago, but I started from scratch. And I'm also I'm no big shot. I'm no big name. I'm not Jeff Taylor of Boom Band or Gary Vaynerchuk, not at all. But that's the thing. You, me, any of us can feel that we are the main character, that we are the rock star. And that helps us, and it helps with our credibility. It helps with our own personal confidence, and it will lead to better business. That's my belief, and that's my mantra.
And for everyone who's wondering if Bob planned his yellow glasses today, yes, he did. He planned all the yellow that we see inside right now. Even in the banner behind your cap on the right side, what does it say? Boston?
Is that right
Yes.
there?
Yes, he the smart.
Boston Strong.
Yes, Boston
Yep.
Strong. He even
That's
planned
a.
that one. He planned it to be yellow all along.
I have yellow earplugs that I wear on the T. I love the T, but
We
I'm
are
very
all yellow
sensitive.
today.
I'm sensitive to loud noise. So I get earplugs that were, and of course, I got them in the color yellow.
Oh, see, that's how much of a planner he is. He has strategically planned every single one of his move. Bob, being about busy, how many email or how many tabs in your computer or a browser do you see on average?
I am serious, and I know these kind of things. First of all, I have my Gmail open right now on my right-hand monitor, and I think if I click, yeah, there we are, my inbox. Don't laugh and don't think I'm a hoarder. 15,422
Oh
emails.
my God,
I'm not that
15,000
inbox
emails.
zero guy. I delete a lot, but a lot I don't, and I just let Google take care of that. Over time, they go away, but I have WhatsApp. I have text messages. I have every social media channel almost imaginable. I am on the computer probably more than anyone I know. And I'd like to, unless your job is to be on the computer all day, I challenge you to match it. And then not bragging, because let me say it takes a toll. But I am on
It
the
does.
computer, messaging, texting, answering, creating, listening, learning all day, unless I'm teaching or running.
And how many tabs do you have open? Like
How
for
many?
on average, my browser would show I have around seven
Oh.
sections, and then each section has around 20 tabs open.
Oh, that's a lot. That's,
It is, and that's
yeah.
how I process,
So
and it
you and
is
I are
quite a
similar, Jenna. Here I am, like, forgive me if I'm like, over the top about, my busy head. Sounds
No.
like you and I are very similar.
Yeah, I do have a lot of ideas, but let's see where it goes. I'm just going to take some inspiration from you and start executing step by step, or even just in a haphazard manner.
You're on the right path, Chetna. Not even a question. You were on you're early in your journey, and you are going to go farther than I have gone in my career. I see that in you. I know that about you.
Bob, if I cover half of the journey that you have done, I would consider myself the happiest person on planet. No
Very
kidding.
kind, and I need to hear that, because
If you
I
want,
talk a
I'll
good
repeat it again.
game, but in my head I don't know.
I cannot stop singing praises of you since the day I have met you, and you inspire me in a lot of ways, Bob. The reason I took up this podcasting journey is because of you. I believe one time when we met, you recommended that I should start something that I have never done before, and that's how my podcasting journey started. I have never done podcasts before, and now here I am in conversation with you, and I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun.
Then, Chetna, answer to my question earlier about, how can people come out of their shell, if you will, put themselves out there? You are a living, breathing example.
All
Okay.
thanks to you. Thank you for believing in me before I even started to believe in myself. You had that confidence about me, and it means a lot. It means a lot. And I am sure you have done the same to a lot of the students in Northeastern, in Suffolk University, in, I feel, Hult University. And with the upcoming roadshow, there are a lot of people who are looking for someone that can believe in them. And then they can start their own journey. And you have been a rock for, you are the rock in our rock star, to put it
Oh,
blatantly.
Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, God. That's immense. And
That's how much,
that's quotable. And I
that's
don't
how much
deserve
I'm
it,
thankful to you.
but thank you. That drives me, that motivates me, that inspires me, because I just want to be better and better and better, as long as I'm alive. And more of what I'm doing, if I'm doing what you're saying, is a good thing. You got only more of that coming your way, Chetna, from me. And whoever wants it, I will give it to them.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bob. For a marketer who's working inside a company with quarterly targets, content calendars, and the pressure to automate everything, what does being human actually look like on a Tuesday afternoon?
Someone asked a similar question on LinkedIn the other day about rigor, high degree of rigor in your work. And what you just said, I think is aligned a little bit. And I'll try to might have put myself in a difficult situation referring to that as similar to your question. But what I'm saying is all of what we're talking about is easy to say, not easy to do, because business has deadlines. Business is all about making money. Business often means conforming and being traditional and conventional. So to be your authentic self is not always easy. And I understand if people struggle with that. Like they say, oh, I want to be myself, but I can't. I struggled with that a lot. That's part of my book. I talk about that, all the different jobs and being a creative director, copywriter, social media director, public speaker, all of this, all of that. I couldn't always be as authentic, as animated, as over the top, if you will, as I am today. But I think more and more that's accepted in our society. We've grown, we've matured. So going back to your question, it's going to have to be a compromise to some degree. You have to find a happy medium between being yourself at work and yeah, you got to fit in a little bit. It's a team, and sometimes when you're on a team, you have to, play a certain role to a degree.
No, I completely get that. And playing our role to a certain degree and then following up with our own, being human persona is what I think accomplishes a lot of goal. If we are just portraying an image that someone wants from us, then we are neither true to ourselves nor are we actually bringing value to the table. Bringing value to the table involves a lot of showing up as yourself. It can be a character that you want to portray, but it has to be a part of you. And I completely agree with you.
You said it better than I could. And so let's just put an exclamation mark on that, Chetna.
Here's a pushback. Maybe authenticity is actually a luxury, something personal brands and big companies with strong equity can afford. But smaller and newer brands just need to get attention first. Is being human sometimes the advice that only works once after you have already made it?
Well, like what we were just saying, I think I would suggest strongly to anyone beginning their journey to, because I learned the hard way. It will be better when all is said and done if you be yourself from the beginning. Because if you portray someone you're not and betray your values, your principles, your beliefs, who you are as an individual, it will catch up to you. It will probably backfire on you. And I almost get emotional thinking about that because, you don't want to conform to the point where you aren't yourself. So it's not easy. But again, I think society and business is valuing individuality, diversity, and including all of us in how we present ourselves, no matter how unique we are. That will work in the long run. It will help you as an individual. I believe in the long run, it will help you as a professional.
That
And
is
businesses, please support what I'm saying. I think businesses are now in 2026. They weren't back in the
They
day,
weren't. A
okay?
lot has changed in the last few years. After pandemic, I think we have started to actually accept our own personalities and started to take a style and a wing with it that, okay, this is who I am and I claim it. We are no longer behind hiding behind a mask.
A
Have to
lot has
wear.
changed. And Chen, I'm envious and jealous of your generation. It wasn't that way back in the day. We had no choice. It
That
was,
is true.
I can tell you off the record a lot about how frankly brutal and painful business was for me in many situations. But I think it's gotten a lot better in general.
I'm glad we are all living in this day and age where authenticity is not a threat to anyone's business. It's actually the mantra to go with.
Yeah, I agree. We're heading in the right direction.
After a long time, so I'm really
Yeah,
glad that
long
it's
time
happening.
coming. Long time coming. Because let me tell you, if you reverse and went back a few decades, it's embarrassing to think. And how not evolved we were. At least nowadays, I think we're heading in the right direction. There's a lot of occasional bumps and setbacks, but let's keep moving forward and be optimistic.
Talking about moving forward, let's talk about your show a little bit more, because after all, that's the reason we are here, and we'll be again joining on April 10th at Hult University, talking about your marketing roadshow and listening to all the amazing speakers and people that you have gathered in one room. You're bringing them together, and what's one thing that you want someone to walk out doing differently as a human in how they show up in their marketing?
There's so many things I hope and believe very confidently that they will leave feeling, leave learning, leave having in their hearts and minds. I think they're going to meet a ton of people who are going to help each other. That's not even a question. With regard to marketing, I think they're going to hear, it's like 25 plus speakers. This is more, they're going to learn more than in a whole semester of a certain, any course they're taking that's related in one day. They're going to get so many lessons learned, mantras preached, and insight and information. I believe it will inspire them to take that back to the office and be more authentic, be more human, help their companies, their businesses, their brands sell more products and services. Because, hey, I want people to know I'm not being human at the expense of being successful. I teach business. I mean, and business is all about making money. So I'm saying this is good for you as an individual, and this is good for you as a professional and the places where you work.
Going back to January, when we first started talking about the roadshow and first started planning, what vision you had for the marketing roadshow and what it has shaped into today, now that we are a few days closer, are we closer to what image you had back
And so much so that I'm looking already, to next year, next fall. I
then?
can't wait because it's becoming a movement, but it's up to me. It ain't easy to
It is not.
keep moving that movement, if you will. It because it has built, it has resonating with people, and it again, it's up to me to lead by example. But yeah, my goal was to make it something that recurs on a regular basis and I'm serious, gives people the opportunity. These aren't the speakers on your traditional speaker circuit that get paid the same, big names over and over again. These are people that I again, handpicked. Yes, some of them, are regular speakers on the circuit, but I want to give people opportunity. I want to present to the audience a lot of what they wouldn't see at traditional conferences, but I also want to make it fun. And it's like a festival. It's almost like a marketing festival because we're not taking ourselves too seriously. I don't like that. I never liked that about business. It's we are who we are. We're all in this together. Anyone who's in college versus anyone in me, we're the same. There's no difference. I'm just older. That's all.
I believe that, not the part where you said you are older, because come on, with this energy, you beat me. I could never imagine to.
Well,
And then you also train and you have a marathon coming up. Please share some more details about this marathon.
I'm running the 26-point True Marathon on Saturday, April 18th, and that's in Boston. I've run the Boston Marathon 20 times, 17 times for charity, but this year I am running a different marathon. It's a very small marathon, an alternative to Boston. And I've been joking, I'm running a marathon in Boston, just not the Boston Marathon, but this is called the 26-point True Marathon. I believe put on, well, I know it's put on, but it may be not just this one running club, but Pioneers Running Club. It starts and finishes at Malcolm X Park in Roxbury and runs through Mattapan, Dorchester, JP, and Roxbury. And I'm doing it, man. And I'm doing it for Christmas Haven. Again, that will be my 12th marathon, raising money, running and raising money for Christmas Haven, a nonprofit organization in Boston that provides housing for families, children undergoing cancer treatment. They come from all over the world to stay at Christmas Haven. So happy to be able to support them once again this year and happy to have the support of my friends and family and colleagues.
Please don't say the word old again and associate with yourself with that word, because come on, planning and having all a marketing roadshow and then running a marathon in the same week is definitely not for the old people. It is for the young and the young only. And I completely agree with you. This marketing roadshow I attended in 2024, and it was the best day of that whole year, because I got to learn how exciting my marketing journey in future is going to be. Second, I got to witness how podcasting can be. And that's what led me to being a podcaster today. So it's all, do you know this happened at your event? I was with Shubh and I got an insight of how podcasting can look like. And that's what got me interested. And then accompanied with that, your belief in me that I should try something new. That's where all of this has led to.
Chetna, I move so fast. My world, my community has broadened to the extent, and I won't use that word you said to use, but because there's some, I use it in a different way or indirectly, so many years of events and people and interactions up here, I lose track. And I am so grateful to hear what you're saying and to be reminded of these moments. And personally, thank you for sharing what you're sharing with me. It helps me because, again, I don't see the forest for the trees often with regard to the results of what I'm doing are. I just keep doing what I'm doing, if that makes sense. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bob, I'm just one person whose life has transformed into a way that I never imagined. I can't count the number of people who have interacted with you in your vast experience, in your work experience and your personal experience, and whose life has transformed because of you. And this event, the Bob Marketing Roadshow, which is the business of being human, I am pretty sure that with the event lineup and the speaker lineup, it's going to be one great of a day, and countless lives are going again to be changed forever. They are going to embark this journey, which they don't even see it coming. So it's just, you have to tap in. You just have to tap in.
There's an expression, they won't know what hits them. And I mean that in a positive, good,
Seriously.
optimistic, life-changing, transformative way. This ties in perfectly because I've been saying this will hit different. You don't know what's going to hit you on April 10 at the Marketing Roadshow in terms of the vibe, the learnings, the networking. We're going to have food, we're going to have beverages, we're going to have comedy, we're going to have singing, we're going to have the taco eating contest. You're going to learn, you're going to have fun, you're going to meet people. And yeah, life will be changed. I believe that for the better. And let's just pack the house.
Please share the details of this event, the location, the time, how to buy the tickets, where to buy the tickets, and how they can support you in this journey.
Well, if they look me up anywhere on social, I'm talking about it regularly as 20 or 25 ridiculously awesome members of the volunteer team. We're all out there promoting it. It's grassroots. That's why we say it's a movement and people can help by attending. And the tickets are extremely affordable, $30 and $40 for professionals. What is it for students? Is it $10? $10. Yes. I mean, come on. Because you're getting lunch, you're getting dinner, you're getting all that entertainment and all that education. It's at Holt International Business School in Cambridge. It's on Friday, April 10. You can check in at 9 a.m. It starts promptly at 10 with me kicking things off with the business of being human. And like I say, Jeff Taylor from Boom Band at noon. A lot of shorter keynote speakers in terms of length, how long they're talking. We get some longer keynote speeches, some short ones. We get tons of panels in the afternoon. And like I say, a great lunch, a great meal for dinner, thanks to Taco John's and Birdie's Hot Chicken and maybe others, plus all this entertainment. Go to Eventbrite, follow me, look it up, Bob Cargill's Marketing Roadshow. With the internet and social media being what it is, we're doing a good job, I believe. So you just have to type it in and you're there, and hopefully you'll sign up and attend.
If you're not there for marketing, be there for the taco eating competition, which
Well,
again, Bob will be judging. So yes, there you have
there you
it.
go, Chetna. There's many reasons to attend, and you can attend for an hour or two, or you can, there's many reasons to come for certain speakers, for food, for entertainment, for meeting people. There's so many different reasons. Holt is an awesome location. Holt, the vibe there, I love that school. I love the students there. I love the people who work there. You're gonna feel good all day. It's like therapy.
It true indeed. I was there for the AMA Marketing Mingle last month
Yeah.
at Holt, and it is an amazing location. I love that you can see the city from there, and it has amazing vibe. It is surrounded by plants, and fresh oxygen is available, if not in any other corner. So yeah, there you go. You come for the fresh oxygen as well.
Yeah, I hope the weather's good that day, so people can also, step outside. You can come and go. So step outside, look at, go walk on the Charles River, look at the beautiful Boston skyline. Again, there's countless reasons to attend. Back to one of your questions, putting yourself out there. Put yourself out there. You know, come instead of sitting at home, you know, all this working from home, you're not around enough people in my mind, or wherever you work. I worked in an office my whole career. You got to get out and mingle. This is your opportunity. And I encourage you and invite you, and I better see you there, and we'll take a selfie. Yeah, we'll
I'll
put that on
definitely be
social
there, Bob.
media.
You can count on me.
I know you'll be there, Chetna. I'm talking to whoever is listening, watching. You
Oh,
know
I'm
that.
sure they will be there too. They would be,
Yeah.
they could not miss this. Well, this was an amazing conversation with you, Bob, today. As usual, all the conversations that I've had with you ever since I think 2023 have been amazing, and I always come out with great insights. And this podcast was a great way of combining all these ideas about being authentic, being human, and putting your authentic self out there. Putting yourself out there so that opportunities can tap into you and you can come and be a strong marketer or succeed in your career.
I am grateful, thankful, blessed, fortunate. I could go on and on. Lucky to have met you a few years ago, Chetna, and to be a guest on your podcast and to have had this conversation with you today. Thank you so much.